See, that's actually very funny. I was actually, I was waiting for it to hit 1 o'clock before starting my show, because that's when my show is scheduled, 1 to 3 p.m. in the afternoons, when I realized that our internet connection is busted, and nobody can hear me live anyway, and this is going to be solely a recorded show. So, ha ha ha, I'm starting 10 minutes early. Lying Media Bastard Show, I should mention that.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman, because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Your verses got falcons to cover the sun. When you're fiddly worthless, purse or purseless, I guess you're way you're worth much less than your final fate. Only touch myself on final plates. I'm like a rhino lying in waiter. You're like a liar waiting to hate. I'm just on fire and I'm hating the weight. I'm like Bruce in the hospital, patiently abused because I've lost it all anciently. Used to use my law recreationally. Now I'm just a recreation of me. A bit deader, but better looking. Used to be a better and dead to bookies. Used to take double headers into the all-sookie sookie. Now I'm just embedded into the head of these rookies. So these fools from the deformed malpractice, a slew of fools that pours out. If you hear bomb beats, you choose to blast it. I see zombies, I choose to blast them. Can't laugh past them, must unmask them and half-mask them. The draft has them, by the phantasm. My underground CDs, fans have them. I'll send out a spam that'll give you a spasm. Kill the sarcasm, CJ Khalil. Behind the glass, gas him. On some more Batman shit without the kapow. I just co-rap man beats and songs kapow. Into infinite databases. Used to be into sad hood rap faces. I learned the aces. Don't always get you blackjack. I rock my school hallways until you got that.
West Coast, East Coast, different, it don't matter. When two of the best roads bring the city together. Who's next? Get your next shot. Get your dough stop. West Coast, East Coast, it really don't matter. We're two of the best flows. Bring the city together. It's
New York,
LA,
two men.
Chief Frank, who's next? Get your next shot. Get your dough stop.
Phillips, screwdriver, stab a little of a lot. I combine the personality inside a girl and get mean. Genetically wiser, so get your medical advisor to better your body before you battle and get your body clobbered. Keep a pocket locket with the picture of a bottle rocket photoshopped into your mama's back. I give a fuck. Six niggas with lips bigger than Christmas. Melody's ex couldn't administer the kiss of death. Luck, no. Got none, your life clock run out. The clock run out, the cop guns out. And your block and shots ricochet and drop your spouse. And then a hand up on a nickel plate and pops your mouth. I'm like the Loch Ness monster so far. Been sighted some places and the legend get told. Mars the truth, hotter than rocking the goose in July Compton. Money ain't flocking, I rock a cop of tooth. Y'all sweating some bitches because they loose. Threatened up in the presence in the step of my shoes. Rebel, a regular feminine chick with the devil afflicted with feminist bitch to be cleverly heavy specialist. A word excellence, spur of the moment is free. Flirt with the flow and get a free hearse ride dirt. 72 inch thick piled on a pond box with your dick buried 70 miles. Thank God I never had to handle primatine.
automatic jeans, hit the mathematics. I'm half manic, drinking like a brass cast piece to it. When you get out, the beast we collab. Me and next now, in the west, how sick it could it get? Every line I'm infected with the west now. Malaria first, nigga, cholera, hip hop. I'll call it Ferguson, your area, quick pop. Lamping up the first side, chicken and rice. Cuban dudes will make the best food you had in your life. They were cruising back at sunset as the sun sets on Hollywood Hills. Holly, how to rally the bills up. I used to feel stuck, now I'm used to feeling love. People like Gene One, now you know to heard the buzz. Peace to Cali agents, Planet Asia, Dick Swan, Danny OMD, New York, repping your back strong. Come on.
East Coast, different, it don't matter. We're two of the best roles, bring the city together. LA, two man, G, right, who's next? Get your next job, get your don't stop. West Coast, East Coast, different, it don't matter. We're two of the best roles, bring the city together.
New York,
LA,
two man,
G, right, who's next? Get your next job, get your don't stop.
We'll be right back.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Radioactive San Diego, the Lying Media Bastards radio show. I'm Jake. That, of course, wears a Nirvana doing She Said off of I don't know what album. You know, one of those ones they did. Before that, we had Cassiotone for the Painfully Alone doing a song called Scattered Pearls. It's a very odd track. That was sort of... Cassiotone was actually a pretty good description. Really synthy effects on the voice. Sounded like a teenager, though. For that, we had Anti-Flag doing Welcome to 1984. We started off with Tumex and Jean Grey doing Big Beat Walkthrough. That's off of the Sun God Sons album. It's very interesting to me, I'm being an idiot here. Okay, so the album, Tumex is the rapper, and the project, well, the album is called Sun God Sons. Why he doesn't just call it Tumex, I don't know. Maybe one of those things where you're a solo artist and you do different projects under different names so that you don't confuse people. And they say, hey, I like Tumex, I'm going to buy his album. And then you buy the album that he put out under it and didn't change the name for. And, you know, suddenly it's, flamenco music. You go, that's not what I wanted to hear. He said, see, I should have called it Super Flamenco Man, and then you would have known. But yeah, so that's on that album. But what I think is interesting on that album, am I talking too loud? Interesting on that album is there's a director commentary track. There's the final track of the CD. It has all of the songs played in sequence, you know, snippets of them, long snippets, in the background on low volume. Before that, or over that, Tumex is talking and he tells you what was going through his mind with each song and what he intended and what he wanted to accomplish. And there's a cat in the studio again. This is Luna the cat, who literally is trying to get into the sleeve of my t-shirt. Hello, Luna. But no, this is really a seriously hard-hitting political punk rock show with purring cats. I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastard Show. Not entirely sure what sort of music I'm going to play. But the cat is on the mic. I can't believe this. DJ Luna in the house. I'm going to play a little bit of... I was trying to find this old Riot Girl band called Huggy Bear. I just suddenly remembered about them, like, literally in an instant. And the cat's getting in my lap. This is the craziest show ever. So I was trying to find some Huggy Bear tracks, and failed. But I found, apparently there's a rapper goes by the name of Huggy Bear. Has a pretty decent song called Rebel Radio. Although I think he calls somebody a fag in the song, so we'll play it and we'll deconstruct his homophobic crap. This new band I discovered, the cat is on the mic again. Okay, Luna, you're going to have to come down here for a minute. Okay, you stay there. Band called Pissed Jeans. Garage rock, pretty hardcore. Well, not hardcore, but really nice, cool, dirty sound. I'm going to play some, in my search for, whatchamacallit. My search for Riot Girl, found some of the Slits, old female punk rock. And I got the George W. Bush Singers. I finally got a hold of the new White Stripes album. And then I discovered this bizarre soundtrack album to a video game. A video game called Stubbs the Zombie, where apparently the premise of the video game is it's the 1950s and you're an insurance salesman, like Death of a Salesman sort of guy, who becomes a zombie. And the whole soundtrack is sort of modern day indie emo alternative bands doing covers of the bubblegum pop songs of the 50s and maybe the early 60s. So play a few tracks off of that. And I have nothing queued up to play next. That was dumb of me. I'll play that Huggy Bear thing, and we'll see how that goes. I only listened to the song once or twice. Yeah, it seemed like a good funk thing, had some good politics. Oh, I'll play some Immortal Technique in the show as well. Actually, no, I won't. I forgot to upload it. Never mind. So me, DJ Luna, in the house. Luna is probably going to be spitting hairballs and licking the mic, and it'll be fun. Anyhow, here's Huggy Bear, and I'm Jake. This is a totally recorded show. If you're hearing this live, please let me know how, because I don't think it's humanly possible. And, So I'm Jake. Thanks for listening.
introducing the chief executive to millions of radio listeners who awaited this important address.
Champion rubber drug addict with a brief understanding of God, who just happens to be charismatic. From where it's so grimy, even the roaches are asthmatic. The motherfuckers are tired of F-16s bombing their asses. The way ATG announced rubber radio was plastic. He called the press conference and then proceeded to ass kick onto the armpits with a license that says Vasquez, and the tunic wrapped so tight that it left me with a hat head. I'm Diplo, in the ghetto call me Nabisco. They nabbed me for the temple when I really broke down the disco. That's rebel radio. The vote, follow ministers who preach to you for evil cliff notes. I need to let it go. That's what they tell me, just to rap about rapping. That's the only way to sustain. Two Reagan's clocking, my brain keeps throbbing. How can a fiend kick knowledge? Movies with G-Guys and hobbits, I can't stop it. Second guessing, like that caption. Going for broke, like little nephew screaming Osama in a Cessna. Down in Tampa, we killed the hockey coach, let's go get him. Headliner in the paper just to cover up the venom.
Damn, these little league hockey coach murders are really out of control. This violence is likely to cause all the terrorism in the world. This deserves much media coverage.
Stepped in the party, we'll just fuck it up for everybody.
And
by my second day in hell, I got my cell phone bill. Bounced in a fire truck with some big chrome wheels. If they really want to find out where Osama's been hiding, all they gotta do is stick him with bill collectors from Verizon. The whole world's in debt, and God's caught him collect. New York in December, and cats is rocking short sets. The border corners, assassins, disguised gorgeous. Tyrant got a tip, now he's telling me be cautious. Caught in between Tora Bora and Caucus. Jews and Arabs go in circles, might as well be in orbit. You never saw it, you only saw clips doctored by the government, which means you never saw shit. When Bill was fought, it's an excuse to get lawless. Going downhill in a shopping cart with a gat and one more kid. Half of the tags on their clothes they made in Pakistan. Serving warrants on Sean John Anichi and Ralph Lauren. Paramedics asking you to count to 10. Last thing you remember was trying to plug in my sound system.
Police have no explanation, but they ask everyone to remain calm in the face of his strange, inexplicable behavior.
Nothing we can do, any of us. We've issued orders not to arrest him or cross him in any way.
Stupid, and I'm not waiting around for this shit. I got a sound system waiting around for this type of shit. Sound system Jupiter, looking back at the Earth like there's nothing we can do for...
realize it all the glint in army color. Said they packed the nine, they fire it at prime time. The sleeping gas, every home was like Alcatraz, and motherfuckers lost their minds. Just victims of the in-house drive-by. They say, don't you say how high? Yeah. Just victims of the in-house drive-by. They say, don't you say how high?
Voice of Radio. racism. Preaching the gospel is devilish. A fake church called the Prophet Muhammad a terrorist. Forgetting God is not religion, but a spiritual bond. And Jesus is the most quoted prophet in the Quran. They bombed innocent people trying to murder Saddam. When you gave them those chemical weapons to go to war with Iran. This is the information that they hold back from Peter Jennings. Cause Condoleezza Rice is just a new age Sally Hemings. I break it down with critical language and spiritual anguish. The Judas I hang with, the guilt of betraying Christ, who murdered him, stole his religion, and painted him white. Translated in psychologically tainted philosophy, conservative political right wing ideology, glued together sloppily, the blasphemy of a nation. Got my back to the wall, cause I'm facing assassination. Guantanamo Bay, federal incarceration. How could this be? The land of the free, home of the brave, indigenous Holocaust, and the home of the slaves. Corporate America, dancing offbeat to the rhythm. You really think this country never sponsored terrorism? Human rights violations, we continue the saga. El Salvador and the Contras in Nicaragua. And on top of that, you still want to take me to prison. Just because I won't trade humanity for patriotism. It's like MK Ultra. Controlling your brain, suggestive thinking, causing your perspective to change. They want to rearrange the whole point of view of the ghetto. The fourth branch of the government wants to settle. A bandana full of glittering generality, fighting for freedom and fighting terror. But what's reality? Read about the history of the place that we live in, and stop letting corporate news tell lies to your children. Flow like the blood of Abraham through the Jews and the Arabs, broken apart like a woman's heart abused in a marriage. The brink of holy war, bottled up like a miscarriage. Embedded correspondents don't tell the source of the tension, and they refuse to even mention European intervention or the massacres in Jenin. The innocent screams, U.S. manufactured missiles and M16s, weapon contracts and corrupted American dreams. Media censorship blocking out the video screens. A continent of oil kingdoms bought for a bargain. Democracy is just a word when the people are starving. The average citizen made to be blind to the reason. A desert full of genocide where the bodies are freezing, and the world doesn't believe that you're fighting for freedom. Cause you fucked the Middle East and gave birth to a demon. It's open season with the CIA bugging my crib, trapped in a ghetto region like a Palestinian kid, where nobody gives a fuck whether you die or you live. I'm trying to give the truth, and I know the price is my life. But when I'm gone, they'll sing a song about immortal technique. Who beheaded the president and the princes and sheiks? You don't give a fuck about us. I can see through your facade like a fallen angel standing in the presence of God. Bitch nigga scared of the truth when it looks at you hard. It's like MK Ultra controlling your brain. Suggestive thinking causing your perspective to change. They want to rearrange the whole point of view in a ghetto. The fourth branch of the government want us to settle. A bandana full of glittering generality, fighting for freedom and fighting terror. But what's reality? Martial law is coming soon to the hood to kill you while you hanging your flag out your project window. Yeah. The fourth branch of the government, aka the media, seems to now have a retirement plan for ex-military officials, as if their opinion was at all unbiased. A machine shouldn't speak for men, so shut the fuck up, you mindless drone. And you know it's serious when these same media outfits are spending millions of dollars on a PR campaign to try to convince you they're fair and balanced, when they're some of the most ignorant and racist people giving that type of mentality a safe haven. We act like we share in the spoils of war that they do. We die in wars. We don't get the contracts to make money off of afterwards. We don't get weapons contracts, nigga. We don't get cheap labor for our companies, nigga. We are cheap labor, nigga. Turn off the news and read, nigga. Read. Read.
Warrior, warrior, warrior. headed to war in Iraq?
You said we're headed to war. You said we're headed to war in Iraq.
I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq.
I hope we're not headed to war. I hope we're not headed to war. To war in Iraq.
I'm the person who gets to decide.
Gentlemen, you're listening to a Lying Media Bastards radio show on Radioactive San Diego. Well, technically, you normally would be, but I think today we have a pre-recorded show, so I'm not actually on the radio as I'm speaking to you. That just there was Umlaut, the Scandinavian anarchist metal biker band, who feel very strongly that all metal songs should be under 2 minutes. That one comes in at minute 40. They said, you know, imagine if every band's songs were under 2 minutes. Imagine how many bands you could fit into one concert. Band goes up there, does their whole set in half an hour. Next band comes on. 4-hour concert, you get 8 bands or something. They say, hey, fucking great. The song is called We Don't Give a Fuck. Their album... pardon me. They have one album, which really is more of a... it's really more of a big zine with a ziplock with a plastic bag attached with a CD. 35 tracks. 35 songs on the album. For that, we had the George W. Bush Singers doing War in Iraq. They are just funny people. They just take quotes from Bush, put them into a sort of a upbeat, up with people funny thing, and they sing his lyrics back. Let me read the back of the CD cover because it's funny. Songs in the Key of W is the name of the CD, with the subtitle Celebrating the Eloquence of Our President. The statements of the President of the United States of America should be sung with great ardor. The eloquence of our chief executive deserves to be honored and commemorated. So that we might demonstrate our respect, admiration, and reverence, we present to you this unbreakable record in stereorific sound devoted solely to making a joyful noise and celebrating the words of our 43rd President. Now, they also have an ad on the inside for what I presume are fake albums. The Richard Milhouse Nixon Singers, Rock the Milhouse, the Reaganomic Polyphonics, Swingin' with the Great Communicator, and the George Herbert Walker Bush Singers, Read My Lips, Hear Our Song. So, I enjoy funny people. Before that, we played Immortal Technique doing Fourth Branch. There is a video for that song. Now, I have a link to it on my site, limemediabastards.com. It's becoming more and more popular to create political music videos for political songs using primarily photographs with a little bit of motion put into them, you know, with like fades or, you know, fading out or fading in, zooming in, pans, whatever. But yeah, it's a lot cheaper than actually getting video footage and filming stuff. It's a montage. It's a collage sort of thing. But it's ruthless. It's a ruthless montage of images from the Iraq War. That song is fucking brilliant. I mean, there's a lot of great lyrics in there. Sadly, I am told, I don't know if this is true or not, I hear that Immortal Technique is quite the homophobe, which makes me sad. I haven't heard any of his lyrics. I don't know this for sure. Perhaps I'm wrong and I'm smearing the man now. I hope not. But let's hope that he's not ignorant on that one when he's so brilliant on other stuff. One great line in there is, I won't trade my humanity for patriotism, which is, you know, that's wonderful. I mean, that's sort of the sentiment of a lot of us anti-war activists, is the idea that we care about people. We care about these values of justice and freedom and peace. We believe people should be able to live in happiness and comfort with their families and loved ones and all that, and not have to worry about bombs dropping from the sky or being exploited by big corporations or deprived of the resources they need to live. So, yeah, I'll come back to mentioning that something about that song again in a minute. For that, we have Rage Against the Machine, Bullet in the Head. A very good song about propaganda, media propaganda in the first Gulf War. It's a metaphor. I don't know if it's the best one, but they're comparing the media and the news and their very one-sided perspective of the U.S. invasion of Iraq back in '91. They're comparing the way that the image and message gets into your brain to like a bullet being shot into your head. Just victims of the in-house drive-by. How they are phrasing it, so like the media is, it's as though they're a gang firing bullets from their gun, hits you in the head, suddenly you're a patriot. For that song, we had Let's Have a War by Fear. Then we had Rebel Radio by Huggy Bear. Well, I think he did call some people in the song faggots. So, Huggy Bear, we're not going to play you again. But no, I have this very interesting, sad article in here by Juan Cole, the Middle East expert, who really... his analysis of what's going on in Iraq is always much better than what you hear on CBS News or coming out of the mouth of Donald Rumsfeld. Here he's citing a news article and commenting on a news article from the Washington Post. The article is titled "Negative Perception of Islam Increasing," and the article shows that while right after September 11th. The majority of Americans in polls said that they respected Islam and Muslims, but the repeated propaganda and the war and, right-wingers who want to hype up the danger to our country and act as though there's this imminent threat by, you know, those heathen brown people in the Middle East. Now 25% of Americans say they are personally prejudiced against Muslims. 33% think that Islam is a religion that helps incite violence against non-Muslims, where only 14% of Americans thought that after September 11th. Let's see, let's quote Juan Cole here a few times. The Bush administration policy is to continually insinuate that the Muslim world is the new Soviet Union and full of sinister forces that require the U.S. to go to war against them. But at the same time, America has warm relations with Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Senegal, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Oman, Qatar, the UAE, Bahrain, Turkey, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Malaysia, Indonesia, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, Afghanistan, etc., etc. This two-faced policy and self-contradictory rhetoric has contributed to growing hatred and bigotry toward Muslims in the U.S., which is no less worrisome than the hatred of Jews faced in Europe in the 1920s. It is dangerous because of what it can become. Now, I was thinking I was not going to say anything more about this United Arab Emirates port deal, because I know fuck all about ports. I don't know anything about the United Arab Emirates. And I thought, you know what? If I don't know shit about this, I should just not say anything. But I'll just read what Juan Cole says here, obviously, because he's studies the Middle East extensively. He says, the subtext of bigotry and racism is what this subtext of bigotry and racism is what has blindsided the Bush administration with regard to the port deal, where a company based in Dubai is in the UAE. Dubai is like the Fifth Avenue of the Middle East, the place with the pricey shopping and the tall skyscrapers and the extravagant fashions. Dubai businessmen are no more likely to take over U.S. ports and allow them to come to harm than U.S. businessmen are. They want the deal in order to make money. Bush knows this very well, but since he has spent so much time fulminating against shadowy and sinister forces over there somewhere, he has spooked the American public and members of his own party. The big lie eventually catches up with you. So with that, and that actually is very interesting. Cole goes on to talk about the connections between Islam and other religions. Let's see. And you will find, and he quotes the Quran, he says, you will find the nearest in love to the believers, who are the Muslims, those who say, we are Christians. That is because amongst them are priests and monks, and they are not proud. In other words, the Quran actually says that among people who aren't Muslims, the ones who are going to be your best pals are Christians. It's in the fucking Quran. Of course, with any holy text, people take... There's so much in any religious text that people have no choice but to select parts of it and see them as important and the other parts as less important. So that's why religion is bad, among other things. But But yeah, within that song, in that Immortal Technique song we just heard, the fourth branch, he says that Jesus is the most quoted prophet in the Quran. I have not read the Quran. Immortal Technique's a smart fellow. I don't think he'd say something like that if it wasn't true. Maybe he means apart from Muhammad. I would imagine that Muhammad is the most quoted prophet in the Quran. But Islam does consider Jesus to be a religious figure. They just don't see him as the son of God. So that's just crazy. According to us, it's looking like, if we actually do our homework, that Christians and Muslims are supposed to be pals. But no, they gotta bomb each other. Fuckers. I'm gonna have to come back a little bit later and talk about this media monopoly thing. I just wanted to throw in one more bit before I get into the music, which means I need to cue up some music. What do I want to play? Oh, I forgot to... Somewhere in there. Where did I play it? I forgot to mention that I played X-Ray Specs, Warrior at Woolworth. Let's see here. What do I want to play next? Don't you love how I talk out loud to myself? Let us play The Slits. I mentioned them earlier. Female punk rockers of the... I'm going to say early 80s. Oh, and we have them doing a cover song. Let's play that. But no, I wanted to mention March 8th, yesterday, as I record this, and there's a cat on my lap licking my hand, and that cat's getting on the table. The cat is licking the mouse. How fitting. But yesterday was International Women's Day. Some of the folks here at Radioactive put on some nice programming down at City College in downtown San Diego. I'm waiting to hear from them how that went. But it was also Blogging Against Sexism Day, and I should have written something, but I've just been uninspired on the writing front lately. But Twisty Faster, who is a blogger for a great blog called I Blame the Patriarchy, and interestingly also the former singer of a band called Johnny Magnet, who I played here a number of times. Okay, the cat is purring and rubbing against the mic. This is the dumbest show I've ever done. I'm sorry. Technical feline difficulties. But Twisty has this quote that she got from Andrea Dworkin, who I haven't read her, but there seems to be among feminists she's a controversial figure. But she has this quote here about feminism. Let me just read that to you because I think it's very nice. Feminists have a vision of women of. Okay, that's kind of confusing me from the start. Okay, I'll start over. Feminists have a vision of women, even women, as individual human beings. And this vision annihilates the system of gender polarity in which men are superior and powerful. This is not a bourgeois notion of individuality. It is not a self-indulgent notion of individuality. It is the recognition that every human being lives a separate life in a separate body and dies alone. In proposing the individuality of each human soul, feminists propose that women are not their sex, nor that their sex plus some other little thing, a liberal additive of personality, for instance, but that each life, including each woman's life, must be a person's own, not predetermined before her birth by totalitarian ideas about her nature and her function, not subject to guardianship by some more powerful class, not determined in the aggregate but worked out by herself for herself. Frankly, no one much knows what feminists mean. The idea of women not defined by sex and reproduction is an anathema or baffling. It is the simplest revolutionary idea ever conceived and the most despised. So we'll get a little feminist wisdom at you. Not for me. I'm just the messenger. But let us play some music, and I'll get back to you later. Jake and DJ Luna the Cat causing havoc. I'll be back in shortly. I'm Jake, Lime Media Bastards. Thanks for listening. Your plans to make me blue.
Yeah. You kill to be right, but I know you're wrong. You drink from the heart and you pour from the soul. You listen to trash, but it's not rock and roll. You watch me, I watch you. You change me like I knew. You use me like I use you. My love show right through you. It's a low, 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 low happening. It's a low, 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 low happening. It's a low, 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 low happening. It's a low, 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 low
Yeah, come on in. why don't you?
Thanks a lot. I'm gonna walk right in there.
Carl, what's up, man? How you doing, man?
It's good to see
Listen,
you.
Listen, I got somebody on three. Hold on, Shiloh.
Okay.
What is? Hey, Dre. Wait, I can't hear him. Where's he at?
Hey, Serge, I brought
Listen,
some
hold
new
on
material.
One second. I know I got you. Hold
okay.
on.
All right.
Where's he in St. Barks? The family. All right. Listen, I'm gonna call him back.
Oh, that's dope, Serge. I see that.
Carl, just give me a second, bro.
Wow.
Dre, I'm gonna call you back. One.
It's my man, Hot Kizzle. Take a load off. Have a seat. How you feeling, big dog?
Well, good, I think.
Listen, congratulations. I just heard you got signed.
I had to stop by. You were my favorite back when you rhymed.
Well, that was a long time ago when the rhymes were more slow. K-Day was on radio and rappers didn't make dough. But yo.
Creatively, I really wanted to discuss.
Listen, I've been thinking of a formula ever since you signed with us.
Oh, a formula like Search's DOC.
Now listen, don't you get snappy with me. Now sit down.
Joking.
We gotta break it down. How to make you sound. First, we'll put some freestyles into College Underground. Put out two white labels, then two CD singles.
What?
Combine third bass choruses into two-line jingles. Put you on alternative sold-out tour. Pop your collar. Triple platinum, maybe four.
Wait, hold on, Search. I'm not dissing, but are you listening? I'm hip-hop, and I thought you were two. Your point I'm missing.
What?
Are you taking my vision to abuse it?
No.
I've seen this shit before on Suge Knight's Behind the Music.
Whoa.
I remember the Cactus album. You were a trendsetter. Now you've sold out. You're like 2000's Jerry Heller.
Jerry Heller. Let me tell you something. That kid got cash.
Sorry, y'all passed. Even I know Cube got stuck in the ass.
Yep, he got cups filled with stacks. Cribs filled with plaques. George Carl, give it a chance.
Who? Me and Shiny Pants doing a dance? I can already hear those sellout chants.
No, sold out 20,000 seats in advance.
No thanks. I'll stay underground and bust a B-boy stance. I'ma stay true. Even if my idol thinks I'm a joke, and I'ma keep it real.
Yeah, you're gonna keep it real, alright?
That's right, I'ma keep it real.
You're gonna keep it real, bro.
It's all about the art of hip-hop, no matter if it sells.
It's about that Carson Daly and that TRL.
We should talk about my thoughts and ideas. Give me the chance to.
We should talk about recouping that money we just advanced
We should talk about the love and the history from the park.
Yes, 106 in park, number one on their charts.
Man, you got it all wrong. You see, that's not where I'm from.
Listen, hip-hop is a business, stupid.
Don't act dumb.
See, I can understand your dilemma. You're struggling to hold your soul, but after all that struggling, you need to let it go. For your mind and the dough will flow and won't be far behind. Just think about the platinum mountain I got Nas to climb. I'm feeling a little hesitant.
Why is that?
You're being obstinate. Credibility or cheddar.
I think I'm lactose intolerant. All right, Search, I see what you see. Just another white MC able to be packaged into cute little CDs. I'm not another gimmick. Don't sell me off my image. Don't assume my marketing until my material is finished. Cause no matter what happens, it's about my satisfaction. And without a plan B, I'll be assed out like Tony Braxton. I'm hip-hop till death. What are you, insane? Imagine me with all gold teeth and a huge platinum chain.
Platinum chain, matching front, featuring Cash Money and Manny Fresh. Yes, Carl, anything you want.
Come on, Search,
I'm joking off the cash. I'm a player, Carlito. Eminem ain't got shit on you this year.
Aw, listen to this cat pigeonholing me in rap. Imagining me getting jiggy just to equal sound skin stacks. In fact,
what?
See?
What?
This could start some beef. I'd rather quit rap than have an R&B joint with Tyree.
Ah, I call another brilliant idea. Quick, let me call Tony Monty and start getting a single clear.
Oh, dude, are you joking? What are you talking about? It's becoming obvious. White Pete Nice kicked you out.
Don't get it twisted. I left first.
Well, Mr. Big Executive needs to finally get his ego.
listen, hip-hop is a business, man.
Don't act dumb. So I came in here to talk, sit down, and show respect. But I haven't been able to get out one word
you're not
yet.
Listening.
No, listen to me. I was able to get this far, able to pursue my passion without being a pop star.
Carl, you're not.
Shut up. Right here, I finally want to get rid of you. Run up in your office like Puffy after Nas's video.
Sheila gets down on two.
I'm like, what's he gonna do? I'm not a thug, but Hot Carl's gonna run right through.
Yes. Big Carl, that's what I'm talking about. You came in an underground MC, but now look how you're walking out. What? Now you understand, my boy. You ready for the plan?
Right.
Here's your first advance, Chachi, $150,000.
Yeah, that's $150,000.
It's $150,000, okay. Carlito. 150 G's. Can we go to the club now?
Yeah, let's get jiggy.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
You'd be thinking another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a dingle dairy if I only had a brain. I never thought before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a dingle dairy if I only had a brain.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Radioactive San Diego, the Long Media Bastard Show. That was just a crazy song. Maybe you've heard of the Flaming Lips. I think most of their songs are like that. That, again, was from, I'd mentioned earlier, a video game soundtrack. A video game called Stubbs the Zombie. And that was the premise of the game is that you're like an insurance salesman in 1959 who becomes a zombie. And I don't know exactly what you do once you're a zombie. You go and eat brains, I suppose. But the soundtrack CD that they put out for the game, it's all various alternative indie, emo, whatever sort of bands covering pop songs of the 50s and 60s. That was If I Only Had a Brain from The Wizard of Oz. Other bands that are on here are Ben Queller, Ravenettes, Death Cab for Cutie, Cake, The Walkman, Dandy Warhols, Clem Snide, Phantom Planet. Covering such classic pop songs as Lollipop, My Boyfriend's Back, Earth Angel, Strangers in the Night, and Mr. Sandman. But, yeah, so before that song, who do we have? We had Hot Carl MC Search doing Let's Talk. There's a bit of an MC Search revival going on, it seems to me. Or I'm just randomly running into him again and again. White rapper, MC Search. He was in the band Third Base back in the 90s. And lately I've just seen him in hip-hop video games. I've seen him in hip-hop documentaries. Etc. And then that song, that's Hot Carl, is also a white MC out of Calabasas, I want to say. Somewhere in or near Los Angeles. He was the winner of some radio station in L.A. would have, you could call in over the phone and you know, battle other MCs over the phone live on the air, and I guess he destroyed everybody. So, Todd Carl, MC Search. Before that, we had the White Stripes doing Instinct Blues off of the Get Thee Behind Me Satan album. Now the funnest quote I've heard about the White Stripes in some time is that, the singer, Jack White, not Jack Black, Jack White, that he's the only figure in music lately that makes you wonder if he sold his soul to the devil. And that's sort of a comparison to Robert Johnson, the famed blues man who was amazing and claimed that he actually had gone down to the crossroads, sold his soul to the devil for talent. And Jack White sort of has that talent and that bad boy image. Although on the cover of this album, I don't know what he's up to. He's got the black wide-brimmed hat and the mustache. He's looking like, he's like, look at me, I'm Evil Zorro. And it's just kind of crazy. Honestly, before, I was thinking about this. I thought about it before. In grad school, I was in communications department, which kind of means study whatever the hell you want. Really, if I'd given it much thought, or if I hadn't been so set on media issues or on journalism, it really would have been interesting to do an analysis of the image that the White Stripes tried to portray themselves. And I think that's fascinating because originally they were sort of this clean-cut brother and sister, always wearing white and red and all using all this imagery of, like, candy. It was sort of like, you know, mixing sort of like their garage rock sound and 70s rock sound with, like, wholesome imagery. And then the singer, Jack White, was always, he was sort of the more talkative one of the band. He was doing the interviews, and he talked about his sister, how she was so innocent, and he loved that about her, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, on a lot of the albums, she would sing one song. She's not very good at singing. And it would be sort of like a clean-cut, innocent sort of song, but with, like, a sexual overtone to it. So it was almost like, hey, look how innocent she is. You want her. So kind of pimping her out in a way. And then, right around the time they were starting to hit with, I think the album was White Blood Cells, This journalist claimed that he'd done some digging and found that Jack White and Meg White were not brother and sister, but in fact he had divorce papers on them, and allegedly they're not brother and sister. They're a formerly married couple. The imagery of the band twists a bit. So just to me, it's fascinating how they attempted to create an image and maintain that image and shift it over time. Now they're like, you know, I don't know, trying to be the dark hip country blues thing. But blah, blah, blah. Before White Stripes, I played Pissed Jeans, I think they're a fairly new garagey rock band. I dug that one. For that pure pop, but like good pop, this, you know, give these people a record deal. Howling Bells, doing a song called Low Happening. Then there was another track off of the Stubbs the Zombie soundtrack, The Walkman, doing There Goes My Baby. And I really loved how they put the effects and everything on there to make it sound like an old song. You know, they recorded it, last year or something, but it sounds like it could have been recorded in, like, 57 or something. And then we started all this off with The Slits, doing I Heard It Through the Grapevine. One bit of news here. There was a political prisoner in Turkey, a fellow named Mehmet Tarhan. A friend of mine, actually, I believe she founded his support committee here in the United States. Apparently, he's free. Let me just read the press release here. This is from InfoShop News. Headline, Turkey, conscientious objector Mehmet Tarhan is free. Anarchist gay conscientious objector Mehmet Tarhan has been released today, March 9th, following the decision of the Military Criminal Court of Kazakhstan, located in Ankara. Mehmet has been in Sivas military prison since April 2005 and was sentenced to 4 years of imprisonment by the local military court. After the decision of the upper court calling for his release, he has taken to the local recruitment center and later in the evening has been released from there. Some good news. Fellow who was in prison for refusing to join the military and for being openly gay, he's out of prison. Looks like he was there for almost a year, but, you know, he's gone now. He's out. Wait, and it looks like they might say they owe him money. That'd be nice. another little. Here's a little interesting media bit. Somebody's done a study of Warcraft. Some of these massive. They call them the massive multiplayer online role playing games. So you know, you're playing like Dungeons and Dragons online with you know 1,000 other people. You have your own character, and you know you. I don't know. Make money and fight monsters and stuff. But it's saying that this article, the study is saying that about one out of every two female characters. You know, so you're playing the game and you get to choose what gender your character is. Some of them are men, some of them are women. Saying about half of the female characters are actually played by men. So let's say, why are so many men experimenting with gender in virtual worlds, and why aren't women doing the same thing? Because they're not finding that women are creating male characters. Some male gamers say that they play female characters because they are more likely to receive donations of money and equipment during early stages of the game. A few claim that the speed and size of female characters provide strategic advantages during combat. Others rationalize the behavior as a form of voyeurism. One gamer says that her male friends say they play female night elves because they enjoy looking at their highly sexualized bodies. They may as well have a nice-looking avatar who can pole dance, she explains. These explanations also almost make sense, but they fail to acknowledge the intense identification between players and their online selves. Game characters are not just objects deployed for strategic advantage or for visual pleasure. We actively become our characters. Research shows that typical gamers spend 23 hours a week in the game world. Assuming 8 hours of sleep each night, this means that one-fifth of their waking life is experienced in their online bodies. That's very sad. Still, it's just kind of interesting, the gender transgression going on there. I feel like it's on and plays as a woman. And, you know, it's true. You can play and be very detached from the character you're playing. I don't play those sort of games. I play other video games where I'm just afraid that I get sucked in and become a junkie to the World of Warcraft and all that. But, yeah, some people, I mean, it's like, you know, this is their alter ego. This is their other identity. And it means a lot to them. Let's see here. Oh, and then I can't believe I did the gender in Warcraft story before this next one. So this is the big media story for today. AT&T is merging with Bell South for a grand total of $67 billion. Now, a lot of you probably don't remember, back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, there was one phone company. There was the phone company, Ma Bell, they called it. It was, there was one phone company. If you wanted a phone, you couldn't even buy one. You had to rent your phone from the phone company. Your long-distance calls, your local calls, it was all done through a single nationwide phone company. Monopoly. Was protect monopoly by the government because they figured that was the best way to run things, etc. What I loved was there was a famous female comedian of the 70s and 80s, Lily Tomlin, who one of the characters she would do in skits was Ernestine the Operator, who she was supposed to be an operator for the phone company. And she was like snotty and mean-spirited, and she'd just disconnect people's calls for no reason. And her tagline was something about, you know, if you have a problem, we don't care. We don't have to. Which is what monopoly power is all about. Now, ironically, the merger, when the phone company was broken up in 84, it was broken up into four, they called them Baby Bells. Four smaller companies, and now the merger of AT&T and Bell South almost recreates the company that was broken up in 84. It's almost the same thing. It's almost the same size and regional coverage. But of course, in modern times, it's not just phone. You have phone lines also carry internet, which means almost all forms of data can be transferred over the phone. And there really is sort of this ramping up of a battle between phone companies and cable. I mean, you know, you see them in commercials all the time arguing about what's better, DSL or cable internet. You also see a lot of battles over the video component between the cable and satellite television, but we're not going to go into that. But what this means is essentially, in any part of the country you go to, there is a single cable company, and there is a single phone company. And I guess occasionally there's a little bit of choice in phone companies. But it means if you want access to the internet, you have to choose. There's two companies to choose from. That's it. There's your free market capitalism. There's your competition, your survival of the fittest. Choose one of two enormous international corporations. Let's see. I should probably read some of this article. An article on alternet.org. Let's see. The aim of AT&T's $67 billion merger is to assemble a new behemoth to dominate the triple play of modern communications, voice, video, and data. In the near future, all new media, telephone calls, radio, television, or the web, will travel via broadband connection to your home. The corporations that control this network are racing to gobble up as many competitors as possible before consumers complete the new media shift. Left behind, of course, is the American public. As large telecom companies merge and jockey for position with the cable industry over the most lucrative broadband markets, the communities at the edges have been left on the wrong side of the digital divide. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, nearly 60% of households with incomes over $150,000 have broadband access, compared to just 10% of households with incomes below $25,000. These corporations have done a lousy job rolling out their services to rural areas and low-income urban communities that they have deemed unprofitable. As a result, America has fallen from third to 16th place in penetration of high-speed internet services per capita. But even those who can afford to pay for their connectivity are increasingly subject to limited choices at higher prices. According to a Free Press report late last year, the number of Americans who have one or no choice of broadband provider is nearly 50%. Meanwhile, the cost of broadband in other countries has dropped dramatically as speeds have increased. On a per megabit basis, U.S. customers pay 5 to 25 times more than broadband users in France and Japan. Nations such as South Korea, Finland, and even Canada have much faster internet connections at lower cost than what is available here. Not only are Americans being offered limited choices at higher costs than other countries, the cable and telecom companies that control access to these pipes now want to control the content and services that are delivered to customers. Consumer advocates and internet rights groups are especially concerned about AT&T Chief Executive Edward Whitaker's outspoken resistance to the principle of network neutrality, a standard that ensures all users can access the content or run the applications and devices of their choice without discrimination from internet service providers. "I think the content providers should be paying for the use of the network," Whitaker told the Financial Times earlier this year. "Now they might pass it on to their customers who are looking for a movie, for example, but that ought to be a cost of doing business for them. They shouldn't get on the network and expect a free ride." In December, Bell South's William Smith, told reporters that he would like to turn the internet into a pay-for-performance marketplace where his company could charge for the right to have certain services load faster than others. What this would mean for you is higher costs, fewer choices, and less control. AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, and others could block you from viewing a favorite podcast or blog, cut off internet phones unless we use their service, or force you to download MP3s from their company store by slowing access to outside music sites. The profit motive of a few corporations would supplant the freedoms of all users, determining which features end up in shaping our digital future. So, yeah. There are people who are mounting a campaign against this. I believe freepress.net is a place to go. Is it .net or .org? Freepress.net. I would go there. I got an email from them this morning about they're trying to try to stop the merger, and that's a good thing. I'm probably going to have Paul Riesmandel, the guy who does the radio show Media Geek. I'm probably going to try to have him on next week to answer some questions about these policies, about net neutrality, about the merger, and about sort of in general the war on free internet access. I phrased that very badly. The internet is generally a very open place, has been, where people can do what they want and have a lot of control. I guess it's the war against freedom on the internet. Let's put it that way. But so that ain't good. I'll have him on, and he's been following these stories and is quite the policy wonk, and he will save us. He'll tell us what to do. I gotta get out of here. I gotta play some music and then go home. I'm Jake, Long Media Bastard Show. If you want to send me an email, send something to lmbradio@gmail.com. And here's music. this has been another edition of Lying Media Bastards, a crazy, curious, unstuck in time version. That is, there was Against Me doing Reinventing Axl Rose. Before that, we had Massive Attack with Elizabeth Frazier and the Cockatoo Twins doing Teardrop, one of their biggest singles. I'm Jake. This has been a weird show, and I'm going to leave now, and I will talk to you all next week. Blah, blah, blah.